Hello and welcome to the first episode of Ninja Flavor Dear Artist Podcast. My name is Mr. Ejump. I'm the CEO and the founder of NinjaFlavor.com, and I will be your host. The main purpose of this podcast is to educate you, the upcoming music artist, especially when it comes to you branding and promoting yourself as a music artist. There are lots of things you need to understand as a music artist when it comes to the Nigerian music industry. There are lots of things, there are so many things you need to know, and you need to know a lot of steps to take in your journey as a music artist in the Nigerian music industry. So everything, all what you're supposed to know, I'll be giving to you in the process of this podcast show. That's in next episodes to come, and all you will get more details. And if you follow this podcast show properly, you apply the information you get into your music career, you'll find out that it will help you so much, and it will impact so much into your music career, and it will definitely take you to another level, because definitely information is key. Yes, information is key, and with knowledge, it will help you achieve a lot. I'm an expert when it comes to online music promotion, online marketing, and counseling. So I believe I'm in the best position to host this show due to my experience so far in the music industry. I feel it's best I host this show, so I'll be able to guide you properly on things you're supposed to know and things you're supposed to understand, the full orientation and guide, so it can help you in your journey as a music artist in the Nigerian music industry. This is the first episode of Ninja Flavor Dear Artist Podcast, and this is just the beginning. So today's topic will be more on something you need to reflect on as a music artist. Yes, I'm going to be taking this podcast show stage by stage, gradually. I'll be taking it gradually. I would not actually rush things. I would deliver information to you gradually in a way for you to assimilate them properly. And if you follow this podcast show as it goes on, it will play a very big impact in your life as a music artist. In today's episode will be more on what you're supposed to reflect on, something I'm giving to you that you're supposed to reflect on. Whatever I'm giving to you in today's episode is something I would appreciate for you to reflect on. It will so much help you as a music artist. Yes. First of all, I would like you to ask yourself this question. It's very, very important. Before you start something, you need to question that thing. You need to know, why do I want to do this? Especially when it comes to a professional career. You need to ask yourself to know, why am I doing this? Why do I want to do this? What's the purpose of me doing this? It will help you, and it will so much help you in deciding, or should I say, it will help you most especially when it comes to decision making that can actually help your career. So as a music artist, the question is this. As an upcoming music artist, let's say you want to take music up as a career, or you're already in the music industry, you're striving as an upcoming artist, you are pushing yourself, you're trying to promote yourself, you are putting things together, trying to make sure you get heard by the majority of Nigerian music lovers. So the question is this. Why music? I repeat, like, why music? Ask yourself, why am I picking music as a professional career? Why? Is it for the money? Is it for the fame? Is it for fun? Am I doing it to impress some set of people? Whatever reason you are coming into the Nigerian music industry, whatever reason for you to have picked music as a professional career in the Nigerian music industry. It's nice, it's cool, there's no problem, there's nothing wrong with any reason you have. There's nothing wrong. The thing is, you reflect on it. Why? Okay, why are you taking music up as a career? Or why did you take music up as a professional career? Many music artists today venture into the Nigerian music market for the major purpose of fame and money. Yes, that's a majority, for the fame and for the money. So with that, if you ask yourself the question, I'll be like, why am I picking music as a professional career? And you'll be like, oh, okay, I'm picking it for the money. I, my end result, what I'm actually aiming to achieve as a music artist in the Nigerian music industry is money and fame. Okay, if you actually ask yourself that and you come up with the answer as to why you are coming into the Nigerian music industry, then once you've answered that question, it will help you in the future when it comes to deciding. It will help you so much reflecting on it. Okay, this is why I'm taking music up as a professional career, for the money and for the fame. Okay, this is why I'm taking up music as a professional career for fun. This is why I'm taking music up as a professional career to impress some set of people. So whatever reason you have to investing in the Nigerian music market, it's fine, it's not a problem, it's cool. Nobody will force you to change your choice. It's your choice. So whatever the reason is to why you are venturing into the Nigerian music market as a music artist, it's fine. As this podcast goes on, you understand to why I asked this question and to why I asked for you, or to why to the reason to why I came up with the questions that I'm bringing up in today's episode of Niger Flavor Dear Artist Podcast. So something you need to know, or should I say, what you also need to know in the Nigeria as a music artist is this. Music is a process. You don't rush it. Like, it's a process. It takes time. You will achieve it. You want to achieve fame. You want to achieve money. You want blow. You want make hit. You want to be heard by millions of music lovers. You want to be able to control a very large amount of audience as fans. Definitely, you would achieve that. So far, you follow the due process when it comes to promotional strategies, branding yourself as an artist, and so many other steps, which will be coming up as this podcast goes on in other episodes. So far, you follow them properly, you will achieve what you want. Never expect to jump from point A to point Z instantly, overnight. Don't see it as if you're not doing enough. Never see it as if you are wasting time. Like, yeah, it's cool, don't waste time, try to speed things up, but don't be so much in a hurry. Know when you are doing enough, know when you are doing your best, know when you actually have to take your time. So music is a process, something. It's nature. Anything you want, anything you process will take time to produce a result. For example, let's say you boil water. If you put water in a kettle and you try to heat the water and you want the water to boil, it will start getting warm. From warm, it will get hot. From hot, it will get very hot, to the point whereby it will reach a boiling point. And that's where it will boil. That's the end result to why you want to boil the water, why you place the water on heat, why you attach the water to one of the electrical appliances so as to heat it up. So music is a process. Don't rush it. Don't feel as if you're not doing enough. Don't actually waste your time though. Like, how do I put it? Music is a process, yes. But don't feel as if you're not doing enough. But that doesn't mean you should actually waste your time, because there's a difference between you being patient, taking things gradually, working step by step and all, and you wasting your time. There's a process, there's actually a difference. So far you are doing what you're supposed to do. So far you are being productive. So far you are taking steps gradually. You are not being constant in a specific spot. Then you are not wasting your time. So far it takes time for you to finally get to that point where you want to get as an artist. Then you are not wasting your time. You are only wasting your time when you are at a specific spot. You are not growing. You are just going down, 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 and you're still an upcoming artist going down, not even taking steps ahead. That's when you're wasting your time, and that's when you're supposed to know what to do. Try to put in emergency and procedures that can help your career grow. At least step at a time, grow on a steady. That way, you are not wasting your time. Something else you need to know, or should I say, this is a question you need to ask yourself. When you want to venture into the Nigerian music market, when you want to invest your career into the Nigerian music market, when you want to introduce yourself into the Nigerian music market as a music artist, you need to ask yourself this question. Should I make my own music, or should I jump into the current trend? This is a very, very important question. Yes, very, very, very important question. You can actually be an artist that has his or her own style of music that he or she is very, very comfortable to deliver. As an upcoming music artist, you might have that style of music. That's your style of music. This is the style of music you've been doing for years. This is the style of music you are really, really comfortable with. This is the style of music you feel you are best in and you are unique in it. Do you want to introduce yourself as a music artist into the Nigerian music industry with your own style of music? It's cool. It's really nice. Yes, very, very nice. It's highly advisable. And at the same time, jumping into the current trend of music, it's also advisable, because they are both productive. They can actually help you. Because if you are introducing your own style of music into the Nigerian music market, one, you are unique. Now you are bringing a unique style of music, and it will stand you out. And that style of music standing you out will actually draw a better attention to you, because you will lack competition when it comes to that style of music. There will be no competition in that style of music. For example, when Flavor came into the Nigerian music industry, the commercial Nigerian music industry, he introduced that high life style, infused with some level of Afro and all. It was so amazing. Nigerians loved it. Majority of Nigerian music lovers just loved the song, and it made massive hits. His style of music was just loved by so many music listeners, and it took him to another level. So you understand that style of music, there was no competition in that style of music. It might be later on in the process that maybe some other artist might be trying to copy his style of music, but he introduced it first, and it helped him, because at that time there were no artists doing that style of music at that point. So there was no competition for him then. So lack of competition actually helped him stand out in that style of music, and he made hits. Or was it Wizkid? When Wizkid was introduced into the Nigerian music market by Banky W, His style of music was really unique. His style of music was unique and highly commercial. So the music introduced him in a very, very unique way. He was so unique. If you notice, then he was the talk of the town. There was no competition. It was just him. So the music stand, it was like, how do I even put it? So the music really, his style of music, the style of music he introduced himself with in the Nigerian music industry actually made him stand out. So that way, there was no competition for him. So that way, it was so easy to dominate the market. So you introducing your style of music into the Nigerian music industry, it has a very, very high advantage. Honestly speaking, it has a very, very high advantage level. I'm telling you, very, very, very high advantage level. That doesn't mean it's bad jumping into the current trend of music. Jumping into the current trend of music actually helps. There are so many artists today that jumped into the current trend of music and they made hits. Yes, they made hits. Like the Rexy, I'm sorry, Mobad. Like the Mobad, like let's say they're Mobad. Mobad, the music artist that was introduced into the Nigerian music industry, he jumped into the current trend of music, which was which is actually the street kind of music. And he made hits. Like he went far. The song he introduced himself with in the Nigerian music industry took him places, because he jumped into the current trend. So if you are jumping into the current trend of music, this is what you need to make sure of. You need to make sure you can be a master of that style of music. You need to make sure that's the kind of music you can do well. You need to make sure you can do so well in that delivering that style of music. You need to make sure you can be really, really comfortable delivering that style of music. If you can't deliver it, you must not jump into the current trend of music. You can definitely introduce your style of music. If you feel your style of music is not commercial enough or doesn't have enough commercial value, then work on the commercial value of that song. It will definitely help you. If you're introducing your style of music, and let's say you are doing the pure R&B, pure hip-hop, pure trap, honestly speaking, I would advise you to infuse Afro into those style of music. Whatever style of music you're introducing that doesn't have an Afro touch, then infuse Afro into it. You can be a pure trap rapper. You can be a pure hip-hop rapper. You can be an R&B singer, soul singer, country music singer. And you want to introduce yourself into the Nigerian music market, and you want to attain fame, and you want to accumulate massive wealth as a music artist. If you see this as a dream, then work on that style of music. Infuse Afro into it. Infusing Afro into those style of music will definitely help increase the commercial value of that song. Yes, that's about that decision. Now, the next question you need to ask yourself is this: how much money can my music make for me? This is a very, very important question. Like, very, very, very important question. And this question falls back to the question, should I make my own music or jump into the current trend? The result to that question is always to, how much money can my music make for me? how much money can my music make for me? Your music, the way you can measure how much money your music can make for you depends on the commercial value of that song. The higher the commercial value of the song you are introducing yourself with into the Nigerian music market, the higher the commercial value of that song, the higher the money you can make from that music. But the lower the commercial value of that song which you are using to introduce yourself into the music market, into the Nigerian music market, the lower the commercial value of that song, the lower the money you can make from that song. So if you want to make more money from your music, you need to make sure your song has a very, 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 very high commercial value. Increase the commercial value of your song, the more money you can make. Now, there's another question you need to ask yourself. Like, it's very, very, very important. This question is, it's a very, very important question. And it's a question I would advise you not to overlook. Is my talent enough? Is my talent enough? Honestly speaking, your talent is not enough. And I'll tell you why. You can be the most talented singer, the most talented rapper, the most talented music artist. You can be the artist that can deliver the song with the highest commercial value. But if you are not talented at treating people fairly and nicely, if you are not talented in being humble, if you are not talented in being organized, if you are not talented in attending to your calls, texts, mails, then honestly speaking, there are higher probability, or should I say higher probabilities, of it affecting your music career in terms of taking you, in terms of you succeeding as a music and career, as a music artist. If you are this type of artist, you are very good, you are talented, you pull crowd, people love your style of music, your kind of music can pierce through the heart of so many music lovers, and still you are being rude to people, you are unfair to people, you are filled with so much pride, you are not being organized, you don't meet up to time, you don't even keep up to time, you don't attend to calls, mail, you don't have the habit of attending to mails, call, text and all, then definitely they have their ways of affecting your career. If you're that type of artist, it's definitely affecting your career and you won't know. You feel you are doing your best, but you don't know how much it's actually affecting your music career. Let's say as an artist, you have the attitude of treating people with rudely. You are being too rude to people, you see. You just meet people and you'll be rude to them. Do you know, actually, your dream? You say your dream, okay, your dream as an artist is to succeed, yes? Yes. Is to be very, very popular. Make hits. You want to make hits as an artist, Abby? Yes. Do you know your hit depends on the number of people that listens to your song, how far your song go? So at least when you meet people, be nice to them, be fair to them, because you don't know where you meet your potential, because anybody you meet will definitely be either your potential helper or your potential fan. You introduce yourself to anybody you meet anywhere, it's either they'll listen to your music, appreciate your song, distribute your song to maybe other people, recommend your song to other people, or maybe they have the connect that can help grow you as an artist, or maybe they are even a music executive that can actually help your music career. But if you are being rude to everybody, you keep pushing people away. So how is that supposed to help you? Even if you try pushing Wave to a point, start promoting your song massively to a point, being rude, if you take being rude to your social media platform, or sorry, to your social media handle, maybe you treat the fans you might have accumulated, you treat them rudely, you treat them with disrespect, you find out that you keep losing them. There's a way being rude push people away, and there's a way being nice attracts people to you. So as a music artist, you should prefer attracting people to you, because that's what you want, that's what you need. You need people's attraction. You need people to find you attractive. Like, you need people to appreciate you whenever they meet you. Even though they are meeting you for the first time, you need to make sure they appreciate you. So you need to be fair and nice to people you meet. Another question is this: are you talented in being humble? Honestly, as an upcoming music artist, you need to be very, very humble. Kick pride away. Throw pride away. There are so many successful people in life that are still humble. You need to be humble so you will achieve. You need to be humble so you achieve a lot. Because pride can actually push a lot of people away. There are people that might actually be coming close to you to help you, but your pride might actually push them away. You might not know. You might perform somewhere and a big time music exec. There are so many music executives in Nigeria. So many popular music executives in Nigeria. And there are also a lot of music executives in Nigeria that you don't know their name. You don't know them by their face. You don't know what they look like. You just know their name, but you don't know what they look like. So this music executive might approach you and be like, and this music executive might have analyzed your song and might want to work with you. Imagine that music executive approaching you, and then you act up being so proud, you act up filled with so much pride, talking to him or her with so much disrespect, not being fair and nice to him or her. You will just push him or her away. But when you are being humble, being nice, being fair to them, being respectful to them, they will so much appreciate you and they will want to work with you. Another thing is this. You need to be talented in being organized. You need to be organized in terms of the way you coordinate your song, the way you write your song. You don't leave some songs unfinished. You make sure when you start a song, you finish it. When you start a project, you finish it. You organize your song. You organize your schedules. You organize your plans. It will help you. You also need to be talented in being organized. You also need to be talented in being punctual. It's very, very important. Because not being punctual can make an upcoming music artist, even superstars, lose contracts, lose endorsement deals. It can make upcoming music artists to lose record deal. Because if you are not being punctual, it will display as a sign of disrespect to whomever that wants to work with you. So you need to always be punctual to your shows, to events, to contract reviews and signing, to deals, to endorsement deal, whatever the deal is. You need to be punctual. Don't make people wait for you. So far your music career is concerned, nobody appreciates time wastage. Nobody appreciates it when someone wastes his or her time. So you need to be very, very talented when it comes to being punctual. If you're supposed to be somewhere by 9 and it has to do with your music career, then be there by 8:30. Be there before whomever you're supposed to meet there. You also need to be talented when it comes to attending to your calls, checking your mail, checking text, replying all those things. You are replying your text, replying your email, and attending to your calls. It's very, very important. As an upcoming music artist, do you know there are higher chances of you losing opportunities when you ignore calls, when you ignore your text, when you ignore texts, when you don't always check your email for when you don't always check your mail for email. Because when you ignore call, when you're fond of ignoring calls regularly, you might end up ignoring that call. You don't know how your number might have gotten to the hand of one big music executive. You don't know how your number might have gotten to the hand of someone that wants to work with you, that wants to give you a big time contract, that wants to sign an endorsement deal with you. So when you miss that call, the person might not keep calling. The person might just lose interest. And that way, you end up losing that opportunity. So that's it. You need to have that talent when it comes to attending to your calls, checking your text for mail, replying your emails. Very, very necessary. You might just lose something important when you don't always check. That opportunity might be knocking on your door that fateful day. And without checking all this, you might just miss it. Maybe when you realize it might be too late. So just avoid regrets and always attend to your calls. Always check your text, return your text, and always check and reply your emails. It will help you as a music artist. I understand how much it's really tough. I understand how tough it can be to be an upcoming music artist. I understand the challenges. I understand the sacrifice. I understand a lot. As an upcoming music artist, you can definitely be investing a lot of money to your music career, and you might not actually be seeing the results as much as you want to. You might be getting late night sleep, restless nights, restless days, ending your day in a very, very bad mood, getting so weak and discouraged to a point when it comes to your music career. But this is what I want to tell you. No one said it was easy. It's not easy. Nothing good comes easy. So, no matter how tough it is for you right now, no matter how much you've invested into your music career right now, no matter the pain you might have passed through so far in your journey as a music artist, as an upcoming music artist, don't worry. Keep pushing. No one said it was easy. Nothing good comes easy, but when you achieve what you want to achieve, then you will enjoy the fruit of your labor. So don't get depressed. Don't feel bad, so much bad. People are not currently downloading my music. People are not this. I'm being stressed. I'm this, that, that. Don't worry. It's not easy. Keep working. I'm actually with you in this journey. Yes, you are not alone. I'm with you. Honestly speaking, I'm with you. Through this podcast, I will always be with you. I will guide you so much. There are things you need to know. There are things that you need to apply into your music career as a music artist, and it will help you. You see, you see some artists making hits. They are superstars. They don't blow. They are everywhere. Their names are heard everywhere. Let's say the likes of Omalay, Fireboy, and all. They are being heard everywhere. They've blown. Their names are ringing in the mouth of several music lovers. Their names are already ringing in the mouths of millions of music lovers. Don't worry, you can also be one of them. That day you will relax, I'll be like, it's not easy. Oh, wow. You look back the whole journey, trace everything back, I'll be like, wow, I really worked hard. And then you will say that because you never gave up. So don't give up. This podcast will guide you. This episode of Naija Flavor Dear Artist Podcast is here to help you reflect. This is something for you to reflect on. Once you are listening to this podcast, you listen, you reflect. After listening to the podcast, you reflect. Don't worry. In the coming episodes of this podcast, there are so much information that I will so throw at you that will help improve you as an artist, help grow you as an artist, help inspire and motivate you more as a music artist. Another thing I would like you to know is this. At first, your music career will need external sources of funding. What I mean is this. At the beginning stage of your music career, as an upcoming music artist, there will actually be situations whereby you will need money to record. You will need money to promote yourself as an artist, promote your songs and all. Then your music might not be earning enough for you to put back into the music at the moment. Because you're an upcoming music artist, you are trying to make yourself go viral, trying to make yourself blow, make yourself become a superstar. So at the moment, you might not be making enough for yourself as a music artist. So you also need to fund your music career, because you don't just let it like that. You don't just wait till whenever money comes off your music career. Because if you're not pumping money into your music career, there's no way you'll make money off it. So that's where external funding comes in. This is my advice to you. Get a job. Get another job. It's not as if you are abandoning your music career. No. Get another job. This job, the sole purpose of this job is to fund your music career. The money you make off this job, you use it to record, to fund your music career when it comes to music record, when it comes to studio section, recording, and music promotion. At least some parts of it, use it to fund your music career. Because that's more like an investment for you. Your music career is an investment for you. You are sourcing for fund. If you don't have people out there that can help you, that can actually sponsor your music career, I won't advise you to just keep begging people to support you. If you know what you are, if you know what you have, if you know how talented and good you are, then surprise people by showing them what you can offer. People will come to you. Labels will come to sign you. Music executives will come bringing offers to you when you must have pushed yourself to that point whereby Nigerians must have heard you to a certain level. That way, contracts, label deals, executive and deals with music executives will come knocking at your door. Not one, not two, not three, not four, not five. Several of them. So don't go begging labels, music executives to help you. Show them what you have to offer, because you are a brand. See, whether you like it or not, honestly speaking, I'm being honest with you. You are a brand. You are a brand. You, an artist. You see, you just call yourself. Use your name. Now, call that name. I don't know. You're a music artist. You have a stage name, yes? Now, call that name. That name is a brand. For example, Wizkid is a brand. Davido is a brand name. That name, Wizkid, can sell products. That name, Wizkid, can sell deals. That name, Wizkid, can sell his music. That's his brand. That name, Wizkid, when you feature him, when artists feature him, that name, Wizkid, will help that song and help that artist gain massive audience. So you, call that your name again. That your stage name. Yes, that your stage name. That's your brand. Don't worry. As this podcast goes on, I will also educate you on how to brand yourself as an artist. That's one big, very, very important stage that you don't need to joke with. I will guide you on that, but know you are a brand. Just know that. Never forget you are a brand. Call yourself, call that your name again. That your stage name, yes. Call it. That's a brand. Grow it. Push it. Work on it. Deliver commercial music. Work on the commercial value of the song that brand is introducing his or her self into the music market with. Work on it. Make it. Make the song. Apply more commercial value into that song. Work on yourself as a brand. I'll guide you on how to work on yourself as a brand, but know you are a brand. So don't go around, don't always depend on someone must help you, you don't have money, you need help. We understand, I actually understand how much and how difficult it is having limited revenue, having limited funds, not having enough money as an upcoming music artist. I understand you. But honestly speaking, let me tell you something. You see, those superstars and those music executives and even those big record labels you see on social media that you try to message, you try to call, try every means possible to reach to them via call or text or through somebody that knows them. And at the point, you might get scammed. You might see people even scamming you online, like, give me money, I'll connect you with this. My name is this, I'm a representative of Maven, Don Jazzy this, Wizkid manager, and they might end up scamming you. Don't try to reach to them, because they have so many messages in their inbox. Do you know how many upcoming artists inbox Don Jazzy in a day or Maven? It's not that easy to gain his attention when it comes to him understanding or listening or understanding the commercial value of your song. You are not the only artist that's talented. Know that there are several upcoming artists that are talented too. So how do you stand out? If you need a record deal, work on yours. The best way to gain the attention of big record labels and big music executives is by promoting yourself to that point whereby a large amount of Nigerians will listen to your song, would have heard your song, love and appreciate your song. That way, they will see the value in you as a brand. everybody wants to invest in something they are really sure they can make money off. You as an upcoming music artist, you are a brand. If a music executive will want to sign you, it will be so much easier for them to gain your attention when your song is making wave. When your song might have gone places, when your song might have been heard by millions of Nigerian music lovers, when your song might have been going viral, I'm telling you, that moment, they will see the potential you have as an artist. They will see the market value of you as a brand. They want to put money where they will make money. So that then, they'll know that, wow, this guy is on the trend. Wow, this guy is making wave. I want to invite him over. If I invest my money in his career, he will make more money for me. I'm telling you. So that way, if you feel, the problem is a limited revenue, no money, just find a way to source this music career of yours externally from another source. Get another job, get another work. You can even run, you can organize more like, there's this way, mostly the Western world, they try to generate fund for some of these projects they do. You can actually source for fund. You can organize like fund generation program, something like more like a program where you invite people you know that have the financial capability, and then you explain to them why you feel you need them to help you, why you need them to invest. The best way to get money off somebody when it comes to your music career, to me, I don't feel it's really, really attractive when you tell someone to help you with a large amount of money when you don't make it look as if they will make money too. So it would be best if you present it in a way that shows that they will benefit off whatever they are investing their money into. Present it to them more like an investment. If you as an upcoming music artist, let's say you have an uncle, I'm just giving you an advice. This is a podcast. I want to guide you. I want to help you. Information is key. It's key. Let's say you have an uncle that's really wealthy and you want him to help you, help your music career, help you to fund your music career. You know, if you tell him, uncle, please help me, help my music career, and he tries to reason with you, I'd be like, okay, how much will it cost? And he finds out that it will reach a certain amount of money that it will cost for him to let out. He might not really be comfortable enough to let that money out. Because he feels as if he's just giving you that money. He's not gaining anything in return. He's not getting anything in return. But when you present it to him more like an investment, something like, uncle, please, this is my music career. I feel I'm good enough for you to invest in my music career as a music artist. I feel I'm good enough when it comes to music. So I want to actually seek for you to invest in me. And this is how you will benefit financially from this investment. Now, you are presenting a business idea to him. So he wants a situation whereby whenever he's putting his money or wherever he's investing his money into, he's getting something back in return. That's how majority of wealthy people reason. So just if you don't have enough to fund your music career, I would advise you to either get a job, work and use some part of that money to fund your music career. It will help you, because if you just stay like that, time will just keep passing and you're not achieving anything. So Actually, that's it for today's episode of Niger Flavor, Dear Artist Podcast. That's it for today's episode. I'm really glad and I really appreciate you for paying attention to this episode. And I love it the way you actually listen to me. And I hope I was actually of impact to you as an artist, as an upcoming artist that you are. I hope I was of real impact to you. I hope what I said played a really large impact in your life as an upcoming music artist. I hope I was being resourceful. I hope I really did well for you right now. I really hope so. And I really appreciate you for paying attention and putting your time into listening to this podcast. I really appreciate it. There's something you should know, very important. This podcast will always be available at nigerflavor.com for streaming, for download. You can stream and you can download it. And it will drop every Saturday. Every Saturday, once a week. That's every Saturday midnight, 12 a.m. Saturday. That's 12 Saturday. A fresh episode of this podcast will be made available at nigerflavor.com for you to either stream or download and listen to them. At Niger Flavor header section, you can actually click Dear Artist Podcast. It will be added as one of the header menu, where you can find music, videos, free beats, comedy videos, news and all. There you will see Dear Artist Podcast. Click it and there you'll be able to access the podcasts that are available at nigerflavor.com for you to stream and to download. You can also go through the free beat section, or should I say the free beat category of nigerflavor.com, so you can also locate the Dear Artist Podcast episodes there too. But it will be much more easier if you access the Dear Artist Podcast through the Dear Artist Podcast menu on Niger Flavor header menu. And from there, you'll be able to easily locate all the episodes. And then as episodes keep dropping, if you're not opportuned to maybe listen to one of the episodes, you can go through there and listen to them. But this is actually the first episode. And I'm glad you paid attention and I really, really appreciate you. So there are more orientation will come in, more information will come in. There are lots of other things that we educate you on that will help improve you as a music artist, that will play a lot of impact, that will make massive impact in your life as a music artist. I'm telling you, if you follow this podcast and you apply it to your life as an artist, it will definitely help you go places. It will take you to that level you want to reach. It will take you places. It will take you to another level. I'm telling you. So if you have questions and you need us to answer you or guide you or counsel you, you can send us an email to nigerflavorpodcast@gmail.com. I repeat, nigerflavorpodcast@gmail.com. Send your email to nigerflavorpodcast@gmail.com, and then we'll attend to your mail. And we can also create a time to talk about the several questions and lay the answers to the several questions, so other artists can also benefit from the answers too. Yes. Okay. Thank you very much for your time. I really, really appreciate you. My name is Mr. Ijump. I am the CEO and the founder of NigerFlavor.com, and I'm actually glad and happy for talking to you and you listening to me. Thank you very much and remain blessed.